You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
We're back with more from Rosemont on this month's edition of Your Hometown. Stay with us, and we'll show you the reasons why Rosemont is unique. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown. Here's John.
Chris Stevens joins us on the Noon Business Lunch, the executive director of the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center. Chris, you're on the radio. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You're probably busy because when I think about the center and that town, all I see is people and things buzzing. You know, you must be very busy every day.
Well, there's a lot that goes into running a million square foot convention facility. One of the things that we're most proud of is the over 100 events we host here per year.
Hmm. How many people then? Because we were talking earlier with one of your colleagues, it's like 75,000 people are meeting or convening in Rosemont every single day. You guys are a focal point of that. How many folks work at the convention center?
So there could be hundreds at any given time. There will be over a million people that will visit the convention center annually.
Wow. What are the big ones? Do you have, like, every year you know you're going to get the electronics show or the houseware show, or do you have some annual ones that come through every year?
So quite a bit of our schedule is repeat business, which goes to show you that the employees here work very hard and appreciate the visitors and the shows that come year after year. One of the big ones that's coming up at the end of July is the National Sports Collectors Convention, and that'll be wall-to-wall people, not just in the convention center, but in all of Rosemont.
Yeah. Don't you have some of the I'm familiar with that, or at least now that you bring that up, it seems like, yeah, that's an annual event, because the stars that show up for that in the sports world is pretty amazing, isn't it?
All the biggest and the best, that's for sure.
And then do you do a Comic-Con, too? Don't you have one of those events as well?
So we do. We actually have quite a few pop culture events, which I know as people visit Rosemont and drive around, they see a lot of people in costumes, and I know people get a real kick out of that.
Yeah, right. But I suppose the bulk of the business is more conventional trade-type shows and organizations. Is that true?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Well, it's actually closer to 50-50, but the convention center does do a fantastic job of bringing business in all types of business sectors. Manufacturing, a lot of international business comes here. On the consumer side or the public show side, you have the boat show and the travel show and the golf show.
Right, yeah.
We pretty much touch every sector in some way.
Yeah, you're just ringing all these little bells. Is there a bragging number you have, like we do $9 zillion each year in business or something or another?
So the convention center and Rosemont in general is a little powerhouse. With 4,000 people, the convention center in total convention and trade show corporate meeting expenditures are over $950 million.
Wow. And that falls into the lap of the town of Rosemont then, right?
Well, not only Rosemont, but the region really benefits from Rosemont, including the state of Illinois. The village of Rosemont does a really nice job of spinning off tax dollars to the state, also producing, you know, thousands of jobs. So Rosemont definitely does its part.
This is just a trivia question. I mean, because not that many people actually have a home address there. Does the convention center or the business from the hotels, et cetera, throw off enough tax revenue that the homeowners don't pay residential real estate taxes?
So they do, but the village does do something that's quite unique, and the village provides back a homeowner's improvement grant to the residents of Rosemont, but the tax rate is low.
Homeowner's improvement grant. So I'm going to get my bathroom redone. Do you give me a tax credit on that then? Is that what happens?
No, the mayor hand delivers checks to the residents.
Okay, I'm good. you don't have a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch available, do you? Because that's very interesting.
I actually live in a ranch.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, good to know. And then one last thing, though. So how has that changed over the years? Because I saw that you started out with like 150,000 square feet. You just said you're up to a million now. This has been going on for 50 years, right?
Yeah. So Don Stevens looked at the airport as an asset. And in order to provide the residents of Rosemont services, he thought that this would be a great business for the village. And over time, the business continues to grow, the convention center, and everything's benefited from that. Hmm.
Chris Stevens is the executive director of the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Nice to talk to you today, Chris. Our best to everybody over there. Keep doing what you're doing. We all benefit from it.
Yes, a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you again.